Game time, 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, and of course, the 1620 The Zone mobile app. It's been so interesting to sit back and observe the past month or so. Because, you know, one of the things that people think about when assessing how good a job is in college basketball, or even college football for that matter, is one of the first things you hear is, well, how are you in a fertile recruiting area? What's your recruiting base? Right? Like that's always one of the first things thrown out there when assessing how good a job is. Proximity to players. And heck, I've talked to some coaches over the years who say that's, you know, man, that's got to be, if I'm listing top things, that's up there, top two or three, four things, proximity to players. But isn't it, with that in mind, isn't it remarkable that over the last month, UCLA basketball struggled mightily to land a coach, even though there are players in LA and in California? And now you're seeing St. John's struggle to land a coach and just got turned down by Porter Moser, who's a coach in the Missouri Valley Conference, even though we know there are players in the New York area. Yet, Nebraska landed Fred Hoiberg fast. I mean, stop and say that out loud. St. John's in New York City got turned down by Porter Moser, and Nebraska landed Fred Hoiberg in a week. I mean, wow. Like, because when you compare recruiting areas, the recruiting area of Nebraska to LA or New York, or I mean, it's not even close, right? Pretty incredible. And it goes to show you how there are also a whole bunch of other things to consider when you're thinking about a job. It can't be all about proximity to players. You got to consider support. Fan support and administrative support. And I think both are shaky at best at UCLA and St. John's. And both are dynamite at Nebraska. Yeah, the fans have always been dynamite, right? And now you're seeing the administration getting set in place. It's just pretty amazing to think about. And, you know, I had someone tweet at me, Nick, are you surprised Porter Moser turned down St. John's? And, you know, I'm not. But that's more of a product of, I just didn't see the fit for either side in the first place. You know what I mean? Like, the style of basketball that Porter Moser runs, which is kind of like Virginia's, that doesn't seem to fit with New York. So from that standpoint, I never quite understood the courting of each other from the jump. But I can understand how if you're on the outside looking in, you're going, you had a chance to go to the Big East, coach at the Garden, and get out of the Missouri Valley Conference, and you said no? I can get how it's maybe a little bit of head-scratching from Porter Moser's perspective, especially when he lost his two top guards that led him to the Final Four 2 years ago. But this is where experience matters in coaching and in life with your big decisions. Porter Moser's already been around the block. He's been a head coach in a handful of different places, Illinois State, St. Louis. He knows what it's like to be fired. And oftentimes there's a great lesson in that. And sometimes the lesson is, don't mess with happy. Just ask Greg McDermott that. A couple years ago, Ohio State offered Greg McDermott the job. But I think Greg McDermott's time at Iowa State and how all that went made him realize, you know what? I'm happy here in Omaha at Creighton. Why leave? And my guess is, when push came to shove, Porter Moser thought, I'm happy here at Loyola Chicago. I got to go in here a little bit. Why leave? And boom, he stays. So there are so many ways to assess a job and whether or not to take it. But sometimes the biggest thing to assess in it all is where you are currently at, your current job, and if you are happy. And if you're happy, be careful with messing with that, because there are a million miserable people out there who are unhappy with their job. And be thankful if you are one of the lucky ones who likes their job and likes where they're at. I think Greg McDermott realized that, and I think Porter Moser realized that too. 402-951-1620. All right. Coming up next, it is the mailbag. You email questions for me to George at 1620thezone.com. Best email question. Gonna win food to Oscars. We'll do it next.